pushes that guy back, no matter who it is, off the bull rush, off the speed rush. He can do so much off his initial punch to get things going in his direct. You don't win against him. The best you can do is stalemate him.
Sure.
And it's going to take more than one guy.
So the idea there then has got to be, can the Chiefs run a quick game? I mean, that then is the ask. If you're thinking that Eric Armstead and Nick Bosa and those guys up front for the Niners are going to be able to speed up the clock on Mahomes, which very few defenses are able to do, then at least you're not letting guys like Mecole Hardman get way downfield. You're not letting Tyreek get way downfield, and you're limiting the big plays that the Chiefs can put on you. I still think that if Kansas City wants to play some ball control stuff, some, you know, like that the Green Bay game that seems to always happen mm-hmm. when the Bears play, you know, just it comes out quick. They go down the field. There's one busted coverage or a shaken tackle or something, and there's your big 35-yard play in the drive. But before you know it, 9-10 plays later, they're in the end zone. Your 15 scripted plays have gone well, but we won't be scoring the rest of the night. Thank you so much. End of ball game.
He won't be joining us for the rest of his life.
That's how it feels to me. That's what it looks.
Yep.
That's what it looks like to me. That Kansas City defense is much better than I think people give it credit for.
The Honey Badger's a stone bitch.
He'll
back
come
there,
find
man.
You,
and he will come find you. He's a predator. He sniffs stuff out. He knows when to get off his guy and onto a different guy. He really feels it. You remember the famous Shea McClellan video in the Packer game of him making like six different mistakes?
Yes.
And misreading. So he takes a wrong step here, a wrong step there, a late wrong step here, and then the play's over and he hasn't accomplished anything.
It was a test of how many bucket steps a guy can take in one single play.
I think Matt Bowen might have posted, but there is a video from a couple weeks ago of Tyrann Mathieu essentially covering three guys on the same play. Just because of understanding timing and spacing of leaning in this direction, shading over here. I mean, elite instinct.
Almost like that guy in the middle of an NBA game that knows when to hedge and that kind of thing.
Exactly, except covering way more ground.
Clearly.
Because it's a football field.
Yes.
But it just what he was doing athletically to turn his hips, to dissuade a quarterback in the moment because he was there, and then, wait, how can he be over there? It's like the end of Three Amigos. You know, so he is an elite player with elite instinct.
Yeah, that's a better defense than I think people give it credit for. Although, I still don't know that it's not up to the standards of the 49ers. That's clearly where a mismatch lies. And if anything happens I think I'm taking Kansas City in this. I really am. They're 1.5 point favorites.
Oh, all that for this.
Yeah, okay. I think they're 1.5 point favorites now, and I would expect that to get bet much wider. I would expect that to go to, you know, maybe even like 4.5, something like that, because people pound the points. They're going to pound that offense. I just imagine that's where the number is going to get to. But I think I'm taking KC only because I don't expect Raheem Mostert's fast as hell. And that offensive line and Kyle Juszczyk is at fullback create all kinds of space for Niners running backs. I don't think they can do it as consistently against an offense, the other offense, that Chiefs offense, that knows it can go down the field and score in 5-6 plays. I think that's my gut reaction. If I'm to take the advice of one Dan Bernstein and figure out a team early and stick with it, I think I've done it. I think it has to be the Chiefs.
I will figure it out by the end of the show. How about that?
Okay. All right.
I got to work through it a little bit.
We got Eric Edholm coming up at 10 o'clock. We've got some tape to play from last night. We got all kinds of stuff to get to. So I think it's enough information for you to fill out, you know, a final call here on the Super Bowl.
What do you want to bring back next?
So Brett Veach said some things about Patrick Mahomes, some superlatives.
Okay.
And when he said them matters. This goes back a ways. We're getting to the Wayback Machine and looking at a quarterback that, if for the grace of God, perhaps might have been here instead.
I know where you're going with this.
It's not
going
to be fun, but you need to hear it anyway. It's Bernstein McNutt on the Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Hey, I'm Josh. I just scored such an amazing deal at Sprint. A brand new iPad Gen 7 completely on them. All I had to do was add unlimited data for $25 per month. Can you believe it? a new iPad on Sprint. I'm so stoked to watch all my favorite shows on it. Visit your local Sprint store now through January 26th to learn more.
iPad 7 Gen 32 gigabytes, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months credit. Applied in 2 bills requires new line of cancel early remaining balance due tax to its sale plan. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Hey, Connor McKnight here, and FanDuel Sportsbook can't legally say the name of the football game coming up, but let's just say it's a big game. It's a gargantuan game. You may even say the game is superb. But while FanDuel can't legally say the name, you can legally bet on the game as long as you're in Indiana. And to make the game even bigger, FanDuel Sportsbook is letting all new users place their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet and get up to $500 back in site credit if you don't win. You can use your risk-free bet on any big game bet you want, including spreads, money lines, teasers, even some game parlays. And, of course, FanDuel's got a great selection of big game props. Love to take a couple of props in this one. I always bet the coin toss because I'm crazy, and I do, and you should too. First touchdown scored, always one that strikes pretty hard as well. To claim your first risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use the promo code Connor so that they know we sent you. That's the promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, and get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. You must be at least 21 and present in Indiana. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
The following is a message from the law offices of Frank and Verity.
Do you have a service animal like an emotional support pig?
If so, aww.
Also, you might be able to use TaxAct to deduct his expenses, and they know what they're doing.
They're just helping you to find every tax advantage you deserve, so stop calling to ask if it's legal.
We're not emotional support lawyers.
TaxAct's surprisingly legal, so don't call us. 1-833-NO-CALLS with a Z.
Your tax situation may be different. TaxAct is not a substitute for legal or tax advice, and these are actors, not real attorneys.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $19.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
No matter what type of business you're in, having a strong business banking partnership can help your bottom line. I'm Jeff Boundy, president of Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company. We strongly believe that trust, service, and relationship are the cornerstone of a successful business banking partnership. Customers like Ray Schumacher of Kennedy Webster Electric Company in Downers Grove agree.
Since 1912, Kennedy Webster has been a family-owned company offering the most comprehensive inventory of light bulbs and lighting products to businesses around the world. My team at Cornerstone understands the unique needs of our growing company. With a line of credit, real estate financing, and a full suite of cash management products, Cornerstone has helped me to expand our company's operations here in the U.S. and internationally. That is why, after 106 years in business, our family decided Cornerstone National Bank is the bank where we belong.
Thanks, Ray. Please visit cornerstonenb.com, or I invite you to give me a call at 847-654-3000 to explore a business banking partnership. That's 847-654-3000.
Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Josh. I just scored such an amazing deal at Sprint. A brand new iPad Gen 7 completely on them. All I had to do was add unlimited data for $25 per month. Can you believe it? A new iPad on Sprint. I'm so stoked to watch all my favorite shows on it. Visit your local Sprint store now through January 26th to learn more.
iPad 7 Gen 32 gigabytes, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months credit. Applied in the 2 bills requires new line of cancel early remaining balance due tax to its sale plan. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Author Chris Edmonds' book, No Surrender, tells the story of his father, a Jewish-American POW, and his acts of defiance against his Nazi captors.
So the major storms over to my father. He says, they cannot all be Jews, to which my father declared, we are all Jews here. The Nazi turned blood red. One last chance. Sergeant, you will order the Jewish prisoners to step forward, or I will shoot you.
To hear more, go to connectingvets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
It is Martin Luther King Day. It is also post-championship Sunday, Monday. And this is the Bernstein and McKnight Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I have an idea of where you're going with an old piece of tape that has new context.
Yeah, Rick caught this and pitched it to us in the meeting. I thought, you know, that matters on a day like this when you saw Patrick Mahomes become, I don't know, Superman or something like that on the field. Brett Veach is the Chiefs general manager. He was among those absolutely sold on Patrick Mahomes coming into the draft, right? So at the 2018 Combine, one combine after the Chiefs had selected Patrick Mahomes, and after he, Mahomes, had just started one game in the NFL, remember that was that Week 17 fill-in thing he did as the Chiefs were headed to the playoffs, and they wanted to get some rest for Alex Smith, so they go to Mahomes, he starts one game, plays really well. Veach talked about... I guess the best way to put it is the process of deciding that Mahomes would start that game and what it meant for the franchise going forward in their evaluations.
From the day Pat stepped on the field, in the the rookie mini camps, the OTAs, the training camps, he's always wowed us. Now he has a lot to learn yet, and I think he grew tremendously. But having watched him day in and day out, just impress us, take to the studying, take to working the craft. He just did a tremendous job, and I think we knew when the Denver game rolled around that he would absolutely make plays and show all the things that he showed us throughout this process.
Brett, when you drafted quarterback in the first round and you not started as a rookie, how is that discussion in the organization when you're talking about that possibility? Is the front office for it and the coaches maybe not? How does that go?
No, I think it's more of a plan and a vision, and putting the quarterback in a position to succeed. I think we had a plan for Patrick, and that was to come in, to learn the offense, and to not go out there and play until you have a firm mental grasp of what you want to accomplish. All the physical tools are there. He's one of the best players I've ever seen, and but you don't want to throw them out there too soon. You want them to really be who they are and not have to process too much, just play, right? So coach had a vision, and we brought him along slowly, and we're excited for him and for the future.
Yeah.
So he had some time to sit that offense, be tutored by those who knew it incredibly well, played one game with Week 17, like you mentioned, against Denver. He was fine. He threw for 284. He threw a pick. He didn't throw a score. But I remember after that game, just kind of reading around some comments, I think it was by Andy Reid, and it might have been Nagy at the time too, about how confident he seemed with the offense, about how much he understood about it and how to run it, how to get in and out of things. You know, the same things that Matt Nagy is complimenting his quarterback on after year two in the system, getting in and out and understanding, you know, the names of the plays, if not the coverages that people are using against them. And it brings to mind the plan for Mitch to begin with.
You're asking, is it possible that the speed of the flame out of Mike Glennon, the obviousness of his inability, resulted in Trubisky being rushed into action before he understood what he was doing?
I think there's potential for that. I think the $18 million deflector shield that the Bears bought in Mike Glennon was a faulty one. I think that's pretty obvious. I think the plan to have had him sit would have been beneficial, but I can't get around the fact that, you know, he's in a John Fox offense that wanted to treat him like Kyle Shanahan treated Jimmy Garoppolo last night. You know, I mean, it was 8-9 passes. The dude, Mitch threw 24 passes in a 2-week stretch. One of them was that game against the Panthers where the Eddie Jackson's coming out party, right? The fumble return and the interception.
Right.
I mean, it was that they didn't treat him like a quarterback in those games. And I just, it seems as though, listening to Brett Veach, the Kansas City GM there, that they did all they could to treat Mahomes as the starter without having him start games. That there was this extra notch of preparation in that offense afforded to them by the fact that they had their stuff figured out.
Counterpoint.
Sure.
Counterpoint to the hypothesis that Mitchell Trubisky was pressed into service before he had a proper grasp of what was happening in front of him and what he was seeing.
Mm-hmm.
My counterargument is, if you were waiting for the right time for that light to go on and he wasn't to be the regular starter until then, you might still be waiting. It's possible that there's just never a good time. There is all with every quarterback, there is a leap of faith where sometimes you have to get out there and see it at game speed in games to understand whether or not you have it or not. And it might just not be there.
Yeah.
That ability might not be one that one can cultivate, and they could have kept him on the bench and in the classroom and on the virtual reality and learning and learning and learning, sure, and learning, and it's just not there.
Well, that's the other thing Veach talked about, that it's all there. The physical traits and talents of Patrick Mahomes are all there. And I don't think that that's true of Mitch Trubisky. I don't think the accuracy exists in the way that Ryan Pace told everyone it existed on the eve of the draft.
This is Greg in Griffith, Indiana, on Bernstein and McKnight on the Score. Hey, Greg.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, my question is that we know that Nagy worked with Mahomes when he was the coordinator in Kansas City. I don't think he really worked with Trubisky that much in the offseason. Do we think that it's possible maybe he takes this, you know, in his own hands and says, hey, I'm responsible for this kid rather than leaving it up?
Oh, No. I disagree with that. This has been his absolute personal dedicated pet project from the moment he put that Bears hat on. From the moment that's all it was ever about.
And I think to Matt Nagy's credit, whether it was Mitch Trubisky here or Deshaun Watson here or, you know, whatever quarterback he ends up with next season or if they end up moving on from Mitch in some alternate universe and he's got another young quarterback to work with, I think that's Matt Nagy's philosophy. I think that's part of why he's not giving up play calling, all this stuff. That is how he feels an offense must work. You know, that kind of personal touch, that kind of understanding that he is a head coach has to be married with the quarterback and that growing process. I think he'd do that regardless of whether it was 10 or somebody else.
It's not for a lack of effort.
No, I don't think so.
It really isn't. Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports is going to join us next, give us his thoughts, his first blush on what appears to be just a kick-ass Super Bowl. This really is what you want. It's not great aesthetically as far as the uniforms go. That's my only quibble. It's not a great mashup of colors.
Okay.
And because, you know, the way you see it, the way it's going to present itself, sort of the art direction of it isn't going to be ideal. Like Chiefs Vikings would have been something like that.
We'll file a grievance. What do you want? Right.
Well, then the arbitrator is going to have to take lot of time.
Next year's Super Bowl ought to be decided.
Yep. Eric Edholm next. Keep it here. You have the score.
When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall. Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, hands down. They cover all of Chicago's teams. From the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. Trust Mully and Hall to start your day. Mornings 5 to 9. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station.
The holidays are over. It is a new year, and now you're thinking about the high interest credit cards you used over the holidays and all the looming bills. Well, here's an idea to ease your mind. It's a practical one to pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. What this allows you to do is roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a much lower fixed rate. Here's the numbers, because the national average interest rate is over 20% APR. LightStream, after your credit card consolidation loan, your rate is as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. That is a big spread. And there's absolutely no fees. There's no application fee, no origination fee, no transaction fee, no prepayment penalties. And the application is so quick and so easy, you can do it right from your phone. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's what they deliver. So because you're listening, don't wait to do this. Every day you wait is more money thrown away. You can apply now to get a special interest rate discount down even further from that number. The only way to get this discount is by going to lightstream.com/DanB. LIGHTSTREAM.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/DanB for more info.
Celebrate this sizzling Sprint week with amazing savings at your local Sprint store. Now through January 26th, switch to Sprint and get $100 via prepaid MasterCard. That's right, you'll get $100 when you switch. There's never been a better time to switch. Stop by your local Sprint store during sizzling Sprint week, now through Sunday, January 26th, to learn more. Requires port online registration and 60 days of service on a new line before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. Restrictions apply.
Give your mornings a remix with a delicious new Beyond Sausage Sandwich from Dunkin'.
Say what?
It's a tasty Beyond Meat Sausage Patty with egg and cheese all on an English muffin.
Oh, yeah!
That's 10 grams of great-tasting plant-based protein.
Great taste, plant-based? Wait, it's plant-based?
Yeah, it's plant-based. And it tastes great.
Yummy!
Try Dunkin's Beyond Sausage Sandwich. It's a whole new way to start the day. America runs on Dunkin'.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Gee, cold cereal.
Mmm, granola.
Listen, does that sound like a satisfying breakfast to you? I think we'd rather hear sausage on the griddle, freshly toasted English muffin, a satisfying bite into a McDonald's breakfast sandwich. So let's wake up breakfast, Chicagoland. Now enjoy a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or hash browns. Any two for $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
No matter what type of business you're in, having a strong business banking partnership can help your bottom line. I'm Jeff Boundy, president of Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company. We strongly believe that trust, service, and relationship are the cornerstone of a successful business banking partnership. Customers like Chuck Kuhn of GL Precision Tube in Aurora agree.
Thanks, Jeff. GL Precision Tube prides itself on providing custom steel tubing in a wide range of shapes and sizes. Being flexible and responsive to the needs of our clients is crucial when competing with domestic and overseas manufacturers. My team at Cornerstone customized a suite of financial products to meet the unique needs of our growing company. With a line of credit, equipment financing, and cash management products, Cornerstone has helped me to maintain our company's competitive edge. That is why since 2017, Cornerstone National Bank is the bank where we belong.
Thanks, Chuck. Please visit cornerstonenb.com, where I invite you to give me a call at 847-654-